Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Bonjour et merci à vous de m'écouter. Je m'appelle Harry, je suis anglais, je vis à Dublin, Irlande, et je vous propose d'apprendre l'anglais avec moi. Je vais vous lire un texte deux fois, puis je vous expliquerai les mots ou expressions difficiles. Allez, on y va.
Hi there, this is Harry, and welcome back to the English podcast, where we try to help you understand English language by using sentences and explaining the grammar points and other relevant points in those particular sentences. The sentence I have for you now is as follows. You would expect him to be looking tired because he has been studying for his final exams for the past 3 weeks. Okay, so a long sentence. You would expect him to be looking tired because he has been studying for his final exams for the past 3 weeks. So, what are we exactly saying in this sentence? Well, we're saying that somebody has been studying hard for the past 3 weeks for some final exams, and as a result of studying hard, you would expect him, you would perhaps notice that he should or would be looking tired, maybe falling asleep at the table or just looking in a slightly distressed way because he had been working very, very hard. So, but when we say at the beginning, you would expect him to be looking tired, you could read this in two ways. You would expect him, but perhaps he's not looking so tired. You would expect him to be, or you're just confirming what you see. Well, you would expect him to be looking tired. So you could interpret it in two ways. Either you see him looking very tired, but you're not surprised, or you are surprised that he's not looking so tired because you know that he's been working very, very hard. Okay, so let's look at the grammar in this particular sentence. So here we're using and talking about possibility. Yeah, so we're using the word would. You would expect, so you're not certain, you would expect. It might be 50-50, 60-40 chance that he would be tired. So you would expect. So when you meet him, you would expect to look at him and think, oh, he's tired. So you would expect him to be, we're just using the bare format of the verb there. You would expect him to be looking tired. And we're using the ing format because it's something happening now. So you would expect him to be looking tired. And why? Because. Okay, so here we've got this linking word, because he has been. And here we're going to use the present perfect continuous. He has been studying. Okay, so he's been doing it over 3 weeks. It's a continuous period. It started in the past. We're not quite sure when it started, but it's approximately 3 weeks. So he has been studying. So we can use here the present perfect continuous. He has been studying for his final exams and the period for the last 3 weeks. So the 3 weeks before the time that you meet him. Okay. So again, you would expect. So here we're using this possibility. You would expect. So when you meet him, to be, so the bare format of the verb, to be looking tired, okay? Why? Because, and then the present perfect continuous, he has been studying, so he's been doing a lot of it continuously. He has been studying for his final exams for the past or last 3 weeks. Okay, so it's something that's been happening over a continuous period of time, and that's why we use the present perfect continuous because it brings us right up to today from that period that started 3 weeks ago, according to the sentence. Okay, so some pronunciation. You would expect, and again, that T sound at the end, really, really important to stress that, expect. Expect. Yep, you try. Expect. To be looking, yeah? So this ing in the continuous format can be a little tricky on the tongue. Looking. You expect him to be looking. Tired. Tired. Because he has been studying. Another one of these continuous verbs. Studying. 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 You get that? Sound at the beginning, studying for his final exams. And exams here, it's just an abbreviation of examinations or tests, exams. Okay, excellent. So, as always, if you wish to contact me, please do so. You'll find me on the webpage, www.englishlessonviaskype.com, on my personal email, hc.englishlanguage@gmail.com. And don't forget, if you wish to join the Easy Peasy VIP English Club, then you can do so. It's great. Lots of information, lots of helpful exercises, and you get that pre-recorded lesson with me on a weekly basis, all for the very small amount of €25 per annum each year. Okay? All right. Join me again soon, and thanks for listening.